Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Washington, D.C. The state of this union, the United States, is in God's hand. That's the headline. Sam Rohr comes to give us more details in a moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Overall, what was your impression of this State of the Union address by the president?
Well, Jimmy, I watched a lot of State of the Union addresses. My personal sense was I believed that this was a real masterpiece of a presentation from a number of perspectives. The president was able to literally get every issue of important policy established within this address. But as far as I'm concerned as well, to Christian people in America, Jimmy, I think that one of the things that the president did, he built within this program multiple references to God, to the grace of God, and his support, not only for the sacredness of life, which is in response to a gift from God, as he stated, but he said this. He said, "My administration's also defending religious liberty, and that includes the constitutional right to pray in public schools," which he did announce. "In America, we celebrate faith, we cherish religion, and we lift up our voices, and we raise our sights to the glory of God."
And just a quick thought, Sam. We don't want to belinger this at all, but what do you think about Nancy Pelosi's show of distaste, or hatred, actually, for the president as she tore up the manuscript?
Other than the fact that a Speaker of the House would show such disdain for the honor of the House, she took, and basically by tearing that up, she dishonored every person and every issue that the president highlighted in that address, and it was done on national TV that 34 million people estimated were watching that. I think what she did was she perhaps drove a stake into her position as the Speaker of the House.
Sam Rohr, who is the voice of the Stand in the Gap radio and television program, and also the president of the American Pastors Network, with his evaluation of the State of the Union address by President Trump. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about this with me. In the State of the Union address, President Trump touched on all of his domestic policy, which included the rights for the Christian community and the rights of the unborn as well. This State of the Union address is called for by the United States Constitution. This nation, a representative republic, was derived by the Pilgrims in 1620. They put together a method of human government which was called for by the Bible, Genesis chapter 9 and verse 6, and Revelation chapter 17 and verse 17. This is how the Lord directs humankind in the way he wants them to go. Romans chapter 13, verses 1 and 5, sets the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...